The New York mining disaster, was there anything special that inspired you to write this song?
There's no actual meaning. We found out there was a mining disaster in the state of New York about 1935, but that was after we wrote the song. We actually wrote the song in the back steps of Polydor Records in England, in the dark. So we had that atmosphere in the first place.
Plus the fact that they
wouldn't let us in the studio. No, it's true.
You have a song about our town, and one of the lyrics in there says, "If you're living in Chicago, you're alone." Is there any story behind that? Do you really feel?
Sorry.
Do you really feel that if you're living in Chicago, you're alone? Or
I knew someone was going to ask me this question. I don't know. Really, this is the truth. I'm not kidding you. I knew you were going to ask about that, but I haven't got an answer. No. We're not living in Chicago when we were in L.A. it's the truth, but we weren't thinking of L.A. at the time.
No, we were in Chicago.
We wrote Massachusetts in New York. You know.
Yeah, we did.
So I don't.
And we got a letter from the is it the mayor of Boston?
Yes. Yeah.
Saying thank you, boys.
Thanks, Charles.
For our fair little state. I think it's sort of mentioned about our fair state or something. Nobody's ever written a song about Massachusetts before.
I think they have. You can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
Big fan.
I don't think it's any kind of national anthem.
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't mean that. We never heard from him again, mind you.
I think the young lady down here is a
I understand you started out at the Manchester Cinema 20 years ago. How did that come about?
Well, what happened is that in those days, in between after the serial, when the main film came on, kids used to get up and mime to records, and like Elvis Presley records and the very early sort of rock and roll Bill Haley records and so forth. And we saw one kid do it once, and we'd like to have got up there. So
I'm thinking of all of those songs. Lollipop.
Lollipop. My voice is broken now.
Lollipop. One of the songs he used.